Lastering Podcast. Lastering or living.
Hi, I'm Ari Mizell, and this is The Art of Less Doing. I'm going to teach you how to optimize, automate, and outsource everything in your life, including your health, in order to be more effective. I want you to stress less, free up as much time as possible, and do the things you want to do. Today, I talk with Eidan Harari of Kinetic Massage, and he's an orthobiomist, and you probably don't know what that is, and that's great because you're going to learn on today's podcast. But first, the links. So there was a really cool article over at, I hadn't known about this before, but there's something called the American Time Use Survey, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics put this together, and honestly, I'm kind of shocked that I didn't know about this before based on the work that I do. But essentially, they measure the amount of time people spend doing various activities such as paid work, childcare, volunteering, socializing. And the way that they do it is this is almost like the census. And they actually ask people to say what they're doing every single minute of the day. So this is not subjective at all. It's completely quantified. And they do it with like 150,000 people. It's fascinating. So you should definitely check this out, and you can look at some of the specifics, but some of the things that they share, which I just thought was really cool. The average person seems to spend 8.8 hours a day sleeping. The average person spends 1.17 hours eating and drinking, 1.77 hours on household activities, and 5.3 hours on leisure and sports. So I actually found these numbers to be kind of reassuring in some ways, that people are spending this amount of time on these various activities. So, but you can dig into it even further. There's an enormous amount of data here, and it's completely available to anybody to check out. So it's the American Time Use Study. Now, the next thing, this is a text service called Awesome, Text Awesome. So it's a text-based service for virtual assistants, basically. So you can use this as a service for your team, or you can also use this for just personal stuff. And it's basically a virtual assistant service on demand. And it's completely text-based. So as you should know at this point, I'm pretty keen on these text-based services. And this is another one. So basically, it's completely free to text with them. You only pay if they purchase something for you. So this is somewhat similar to Fetch, but this is a more general virtual assistant service. Text Awesome. So now there's an article over at Mark and Angel Hack Life, which I always love this site. They're very thought-provoking articles. And this one is called 7 Things You Gain When You Let Go of Control. And one of the ones that I really liked was that it says you get to enjoy the peace that's already within you. So they said that the Greek philosopher Epictetus said it perfectly more than 2,000 years ago. People are disturbed not by things that happen to them, but by the principles and opinions which they form concerning those things. When we are hindered or disturbed or grieved, let us never attribute it to others, but to ourselves, that is, to our own principles and opinions. So this is basically the basis for cognitive behavioral therapy, essentially, like how we respond to the things that happen in our lives. And it's basically says that you have to realize that inner peace does not depend on external conditions, essentially, which I liked. And then another thing that you get to gain when you let go of control is that you experience more of life's pleasant surprises. And this is about saying yes. So if you've ever seen the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, which I actually really love that movie, it's a very funny movie, but the idea is important there, is that people tend to say no to a lot of things where they should be saying yes and opening themselves up to opportunities that they don't even know are out there. So the next thing is an app called EK. I guess Eck, but it's one app, all caps. So essentially, they're in this world we live in now with on-demand services. There's, you know, we have Uber, of course, and we have Lyft, but there's also things like Ola and Taxi for sure, Flywheel, Sidecar, Easy Taxi, Curb, Halo, a lot of these ones that you may not have heard of. And what this app does is basically allow you to access all of these services from one app. So you'll get to see where the nearest car is based on the service and how much it should be. So this is a really cool way to get consumer information from a variety of services to make your travel easier and cheaper. So now there's an article over at Medical Daily that says that menstruation and the female brain, how fluctuating hormone levels impact cognitive function. So they basically said that this is an interesting one. Is one of the things they find is that when women are ovulating, they tend to have actually cognitive impairment. So it's kind of funny that basically if a woman is ovulating, then their IQ basically is going to drop. So I don't know if that's nature's way of making it easier for them to get pregnant, but it's something to be aware of, basically, if you are a woman and you have to ever make some very important decisions around the time of your monthly cycle, you should be aware that your brain is not going to be functioning at optimal levels, generally speaking. Then there's a couple more. One is it's an article at Make Use Of, and it's five sites to easily start your blog using Evernote, Trello, or WordPress. I'm not going to tell you about all of these. You can check these out because I've actually mentioned one or two of these before. But there's an app called, or it's a service called Websites for Trello, and you can use Trello to blog quickly. So Trello is a great project management service, and you can create cards with information on them of text and audio and in pictures. And this allows you to immediately turn those into a blog, basically. So I don't know how much flexibility you have if this is going to be a public blog, but if you're going to use it for internal purposes, I think it's actually pretty cool. And one of the ways I could see using this is that if you're training somebody and they have a bunch of tasks that they're working on, and one of those, and you want to share those tasks sort of like a training manual, this would be an interesting way to publish the tasks that you think are good examples. So anyway, that's all we've got for today. And thank you for listening in. And I hope you guys tune in next time for the interview with Trip of Trip Advice. Thanks a lot and have a great, productive week. The Less Doing Podcast pulls together the top experts in the industry to help you optimize, automate, and outsource everything in your life, so you can start doing the things you really want to do again. What would you do if you could only work an hour a day? Would you crumble or would you thrive? When I was sick with Crohn's disease, I was faced with that reality because there were days when I literally couldn't eke out more than an hour of work a day. And I had to figure out ways to not only get everything done, but get more done than I was doing before. And that is how Less Doing was born. Less Doing is about you. It's the easiest way to learn and implement a huge amount of productivity tips into your life in a short amount of time. Whether you're a crazy busy business owner, a tired executive in a large company, or a stressed out soccer mom, we've brought it all together for you to help you overcome the overwhelm in your life. For the latest how-tos and actionable tips on becoming more productive, sign up for my newsletter over at lessdoing.com. But I want to offer you all something more. As listeners of this podcast, I want to give you the opportunity to get on the phone with one of my Less Doing certified coaches. I've trained each one of them myself, and they really know what they're doing. The first call is completely free, and you will get some real advice and tips on how you can be more productive in your life and get back to making things easier again. Thanks for listening, and now enjoy the interview. So now I'm speaking with Idan Harari, who is the founder of Kinetic Massage Therapy and a soft tissue specialist. And we're going to learn about something that I was completely unfamiliar with until I was educated on it by Idan, which is orthobiomy. So Idan, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Ari.
So first of all, give a little background. Tell us how you got to, to become a orthobiomist.
Well, I actually was in massage school, and I, was practicing deep tissue and different types of therapies and learning them, and I had a pain in my foot from dancing. I actually go out dancing quite often and didn't know what it was. I went to an acupuncturist, went to a massage therapist, tried to have them look at my foot and see what's happening, why there was pain, and nothing seemed to help. So I went to one of my teachers, who actually happened to be an orthobiomist, and he was known to just do magic with his hands. For some reason, he was able to release tension in people's bodies super quickly, and it was really just didn't make any sense to us. So I had him check out my foot, and within 30 seconds, the pain was completely gone, and it just blew my mind. It just changed the way I look at how the body works, and just massage in general. And that's what made me, realize, wait a minute, I could be doing this. I mean, this is so much more effective than regular massage. And I decided to dedicate my life to that. But then along the road, I, you know, graduated from massage school and sort of forgot about it. Went into doing deep tissue massage and sports massage on athletes, working out of Sports Club LA and Equinox and Reebok Sports Club and all these different high-end sports clubs in New York City. And then down the road, I guess one day I saw that they had a book on orthobionomy at this bookstore, and I picked it up, started to play with it a little bit myself, and realized, okay, I need to take some classes in this. And all of a sudden, it was like I got an email from my school, Swedish Institute, which is a massage school in New York City, one of the top in the country, in my opinion. And they basically were giving continuing education classes in orthobionomy. So I was like, all right, I got to sign up for this. This is like meant to be. I started taking classes, and ever since then, it's just 5 years down the road, here I am doing this, and my whole life is dedicated to this modality now. And I've sort of abandoned massage, where I actually absolutely love giving massages, but for me to abandon it or sort of go towards a different path is pretty dramatic, you know. This stuff is amazing.
Yeah, so now before you get into describing in more technical detail what it actually is, I want to tell people my experience with it, which is with you. And I have, as most listeners know, I've done like everything on my body, and I've tried every modality, and you know, a lot of it's for experimentation purposes. And I've always been of the mindset personally that like I want a massage to kind of hurt like while I'm getting it, and then I get the benefits after. Like if a massage is too gentle, like that, I feel like I'm not getting my money's worth almost. And I was also doing ART every week when I was doing Ironman training, and that's active release technique for people who don't know, where they're getting really deep into scar tissue and stuff. And it's, I've had sessions where two people had to hold me down while somebody else sort of did the work. And so I didn't really know what to expect when I saw Adan for the first time, and I didn't tell him anything that was, I mean, I wasn't complaining of anything particularly, anything. And he just did an assessment, and they're like, we're talking, and we were just talking. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, that feels much looser. And oh, that feels much more relaxed. And oh, that's more balanced feeling. And it was like, it felt like you were barely doing anything. So that's the best descriptor I can give from the consumer perspective of it. So can you explain, you know, like how it works? Because it really does feel like magic. Like the whole time, you can attest to this. Like every 2 minutes, I was like, wow, holy crap, yeah. Like wow.
Yeah, I mean, I basically like to explain it as painless and permanent 5-second knot release. And the truth is, you know, the Society of Orthobionomy would actually hate me for saying that, but I find that it's true. I find it to be so effective that within 5 seconds, I can personally release most knots on people without pain. And also it's sort of resetting the nervous system in that it's going to be permanent. It's not going to be something that's a temporary relief type of feeling, sort of like a massage or just relieving pressure from digging into the tissues. So basically what orthobionomy is, it's a sophisticated science-based form of body therapy, and it was founded in osteopathy and the martial arts. So before I get more into like how it works, I'll just give a little bit of its history. It's basically what it is. It's a holistic form of body therapy, and it works with the soft tissues, right? The muscles and the fascia. Fascia being the connective tissue, as a lot of us do know, and the structure as well. So it works with bones and joints, and also works with the fluids. So there's a lot more to it than just working with the tissues themselves. It's a hands-on therapy. It's clothes-on as well. It's non-invasive and non-forceful. And it works with just realigning the structure. The way it works is that when you put the body into a position of comfort and ease, and you exaggerate its pattern of tension, then it's just like, oh, I can let go now. And then it lets go of the tension because your body feels safe. And specifically, it's communicating with the nerve endings. If you want to get down to the science of it, right, it's the proprioceptive reflexes that are getting stimulated by positions. Proprioceptive reflexes is just a fancy word for the sensors of the body, right? The wiring, the circuitry of our body. Our muscles, they're surrounded with these nerve endings that tell the body when to contract and relax those muscles. So basically, I'm just placing your body into positions of comfort, and then those specific sensors let go of the tension. It's really interesting, you know, and it's just all it is just placing the involved tissues in an ideal position of comfort, and then they release. You know, the difference between this, for instance, and regular massage or ART or anything that's working directly with the soft tissues is that this is an indirect approach in that it's working with the nervous system and to release those tissues. So I look at the muscles and tissues like armor, right? And working with the nervous system is sort of like turning the switch that's going to take that armor to switch off and let go, instead of trying to dig into the armor itself with other soft tissue work like deep tissue, myofascial release, rolfing, ART, as you mentioned. So it's sort of just a different approach, right? A different philosophy. And it's more like homeopathy of body work, in that like cures like, and less is more. It's just really fascinating.
Well, also, though, you're kind of, and we discussed this, you know, when I was with you, you're kind of taking the approach that, like, the body knows what it needs to do, and you're kind of getting, like, helping it get out of its own way a little bit.
Absolutely. This is the thing. It's really all about just allowing the body to heal itself and tapping into your body's self-corrective mechanisms. Your body can heal itself because it has that power, and it's really smart. So what I do and what we do as orthobiomists is step out of the way and allow the body to do its own thing and heal itself. So placing it in the right positions is sort of like telling the body it's safe, you can let go. You know, that's the communication that's behind the session. It's that we're facilitators, right? We're not healers. We're not, doing anything to try to fix anything in your body. We're actually not trying to change anything. Instead, we're looking at what you have and just trying to facilitate your body to heal itself by being non-judgmental. That's a big principle of orthobiomy, is that we accept people where they are. We accept the person's body where it is. So we don't try to change that. And trying to change things is what I used to do as a tissue sports therapist. I used to dig into people with my elbows and cause them bruising and pain. And for days they'd be sore. And I found that I wasn't really getting any results. People would be coming back a week later with the same issues, right? So if I work on their upper traps or their shoulders and, they have pain there, then a week later they're coming back with the same issues. It wasn't really resolving anything. It was just giving them like temporary relief. They would still come back every week, right? It's a good business model. But for me, it wasn't really helping to really improve their lives and make them feel better in their body so that they continue doing what their sport and their, you know, because I'm an athlete, so I work with athletes. And I'm all about just getting people to feel better so they can get back to doing what they're doing, what they love to do, and their passions. So it's when I discovered orthobiomy, I started treating these people differently. And then a week later, they come back, and the issue is still resolved. It still didn't come back. They still feel great. And then it's like, okay, now we can work on something else. And it was really fascinating. So, I mean, things have changed completely now as to how I treat my clients, or I like to call them students. You know, I consider myself a structural educator rather than just a therapist and having clients. People are not coming to me. It's not like a hair salon, right? They're not my client. They're my student. I'm educating them, helping them, and I'm just helping facilitate things in their own body.
Sure. And you know, what I like about it too is that you can talk about either working with the body, or you can, which makes sense, or you can talk about like trying to overpower the body, basically, which obviously works to some extent, but at the same time, when you put it in that sort of framework, it's like, well, why wouldn't we work with the body then? And it also makes sense, of course, that if you're like traumatizing the body in some way, that it's going to react to protect itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a protective mechanism within our bodies, and when something feels unsafe to our nervous system, right, we're not just tissues, we're not just the physical body, we also have a nervous system. And when something feels unsafe, our body's going to contract to protect. And we want to remember that we have that protective mechanism, right, like the Golgi tendon reflex, which is basically like within the tendons of our bodies, we have, it's something that basically gets us to protect itself. If it finds that the muscle's being stretched too much, then it actually contracts to protect the body from being injured, right? And like muscles tearing pretty much. So when you work with these reflexes, you can do magical things. And it's really all about just working with the body rather than against it. So you can work against the body and use force and do a no pain, no gain approach. And that may work for some people because that actually does relieve some pressure. But is it really healing the body in that the body's healing itself? Or are you trying to just force a change to the body, you know, and create more trauma, right? I find it pretty traumatic when somebody's digging their elbow into my glutes or something, you know, and I personally don't like it anymore. Some people find that without the pain, you're not really getting any results. But I mean, I prove many, many people wrong with this every day. You know, I work out of a CrossFit box, you know.
So you have never ending stream of patients.
Yes and no. But, you know, a lot of the people there are like, they're used to having someone dig into them in order to relieve, you know, pain or pressure in their bodies, and using like, you know, lacrosse balls, right? The mobility watt and all these different types of programs that are out there, which I think, you know, listen, I'm not saying don't do that. I think it's great. You know, you want to improve your mobility and you want to use these tools every day. But if you find that something really hurts as you're digging in, maybe try something different. See if you can try a different approach, a different tool. Orthobotomy is just another tool in this toolkit that we have as practitioners. And I think that it's one of those things that everybody should just learn how to do as self-care too. So you can learn how to do it on yourself to heal your own body and allow your body to heal itself, right? That's really what the main thing is. But the idea is with regular practitioners who work, let's say, with tender points or trigger points, right, in the body, what's happening with acupressure and other modalities is that you're digging into that trigger point to get it to soften. With orthobionomy, it's actually very different. It's almost the opposite. What's happening is you're actually forming a cave around those points of tenderness rather than digging into them. And when you form a cave around those points, what happens is the body is like, oh, I can let go. You know, this feels good. You know, I feel comfortable. So you're actually completing the muscle's contraction. Muscles get stuck in a contracted state, and they're stuck in that state for a reason, due to some sort of stress, right? Some sort of injury, a fall, something happens where your body needs to protect itself. But what we do as orthobiomists is just say, okay, how can we place this part of the body and this tissue into a position of ease and comfort where it's away from pain, going the total opposite direction of pain, where it feels so safe that it's just like, I can let go. And when you complete the muscle's contraction, it actually just lets go. It's as simple as that, and it works in a matter of seconds. It can happen anywhere from 3 to 15 seconds with chronic issues. Sometimes I find it takes even 30 to 60 seconds, but that's really damn quick, you know? So it's pretty pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, and then what, I mean, you know, obviously it's soft tissue work, but what are some of the limitations? You know, what kinds of things can it help with? What kinds of things can it really help with?
Well, first off is with orthobionomy, we have a different principle of working with people. We don't look at things like, okay, orthobionomy can help with, you know, carpal tunnel syndrome, for instance. We don't really look at the person when they come in, in the same way as other practitioners in Western world, even though it is a Western practice and it's osteopathic, what happens is when somebody comes in with carpal tunnel, right, we look at the person in general and try to figure out what we can do to help their body ease the pressure from that, rather than saying, okay, here we have carpal tunnel, and then we're going to do orthobionomy. There's step one, step two, step three, step four, like a protocol. It's not protocol-based whatsoever. It's actually principle-based. So it's all about just trying to figure out how the body can heal itself. And so we look at the individual, sort of like homeopathy, rather than looking at the actual condition, right, or the soft tissue, you know, dysfunction, as we call it, because it makes a lot more sense, and then we can figure out like what to do so the body can heal itself. Because, we're not fixing anything, and we're not trying to heal anything. Instead, we're just trying to figure out what environment we can put your body in so that it can heal itself. sort of like the immune system, right? If you just eat the right nutrition, you know, the right foods, and you have the right nutrition, what happens? Our body can heal itself. So it's the same principle as that. Another thing is too, is that it's a language of likes rather than a language of opposites. So, you know, when you're digging into a tissue, there's sort of an opposite opposing, you know, force that's happening there. There's also when you're stretching a muscle, right? So if a muscle's tight, you try to stretch it. That's a language of opposites. Not to say that that's bad, but I find that with tissue that's unhealthy and it's locked up, rather than doing that, why don't you do a language of likes and, you know, go more in the position that it wants to go into. So let's say if your shoulders are up to your ears, instead of trying to push them down, you actually just push them further up towards your ears and hold them in that position. And then they'll actually let go because your body's going to be like, oh, I can let go now because I'm not supposed to be way up there. You know, it's sort of like saying like, hey, your fly is down, you know, and your body just self-corrects. So it's all about that self-corrective mechanism.
Yeah, I know. I like that as a way to put it. Okay, so we're pretty much out of time here. So the last question that I always like to ask on these interviews is, what are your top three pieces of advice for people to be more effective?
Well, I think that, you know, in life, in general, like if you want to be more effective, you should move more. I'm a very big proponent to that. I mean, that's why I'm all about. Maybe my company, Kinetic Massage Therapy, is just like kinetic movement. I'm a dancer, and I just find that the more you move, the more the blood flows, the more the fluids flow, the more you have energy, right? You have more energy, you'll be more effective. So definitely move more. Next thing is, number two would probably be to remember to keep your, you know, tissues supple and flexible, right? So what I mean by that is, you know, if you have a supple body and your body's flexible as well, then it actually gives way to a supple and flexible mind. So I look at the tissues sort of like dentists look at, you know, teeth, right? You can go to a dentist and you can get, you know, cleaning at the hygienist or whatever, but you still need to floss. You need to use mouthwash. You need to, you know, brush daily, of course, and scrape your tongue and do all these things. And these are different tools that you're going to do to protect your oral health. So with the body and the tissues, it's the same idea. You want to make sure that you're doing your Epsom salt baths. You want to use magnesium. You want to make sure that you massage your muscles regularly. I use electric massage tools. I use, you know, balls, foam rollers, all different types of stuff, and do the orthobiotomy self-care exercises, which are really amazing. We actually designed a program. This is where I plug it in. It's at dissolvepain.com, where you can actually learn how to do orthobiotomy self-care on your own from your laptop, from your iPad or iPhone, and or, you know, tablets and smartphones, that is. And what's great about that is that you can learn to release your own tension on your own, and then your mind is going to function better and you'll be more effective, right? Last thing I would say is to just, I like asking questions, right? So just regularly asking yourself strategic questions. So what am I trying to do? What am I trying to achieve? For instance, if you have a muscle that's locked up, and that example is a good example, it's like, what am I trying to do? Am I trying to release it? So what can I do to release it in a different way, possibly? For instance, with being present, I find that to be effective means you should be present. So how can you be more present? You just ask yourself, how do I feel right now? And it's a really good question to get you to kind of wake up a bit and be like, oh, okay, I can be a little bit more present now. Like I can connect to my feelings rather than my thoughts. So I find that to be really, you know, a good way to be more effective. I guess those are three. Yeah.
I think those are awesome. So, Adan, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us all about this. Where can people find out more about you and more about, I know you have an online program, so just give it, we'll have it all in the show notes, but give us your URLs.
Well, you can find me over at kineticmassage.com. That's K-I-N-E-T-I-C massage.com. And definitely check out the Body Ease program, which is the online self-care orthobiotomy video program. And it's at dissolvepain.com, D-I-S-S-O-L-V-E, pain.com.
Cool. Well, Adan, thank you so much. It's been awesome talking to you. And I know I'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Less Doing podcast. you want to find out more information of the show, we would love to hear from you. You can go to lessdoing.com, where you can look at Ari's blog, see the show notes for this episode, and also look at all the other episodes before this. If you want to send us a voicemail, we would love to hear from you and we'll play it on the show. You go to lessdoing.com, click on contact, and look on the right side of the page where you'll see a send voicemail button. Click on that and go ahead and record an audio message for us. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter. Ari's Twitter handle is @AriMeisel and mine is @FelixBird. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. See you next time.